702
Healing Hour.
So, Healing Hour is a monthly feature that we do where we have a conversation among ourselves. This is where we dedicate an hour to talk as friends, as the 702 family, and I always emphasize and remind you that this is a safe space for us to share our pain, to share our stories of survival, to share our experiences as friends, as a family, as a community, with no judgment. And today, we're healing from the effects of addiction. What are you addicted to? And how is it affecting you? Maybe you're no longer addicted, but you were at some point. How did that affect your life? Maybe you are or were addicted to substance abuse. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's drugs. Maybe it's weed. Maybe it's gambling for you that you were addicted to or that you still are addicted to. Maybe it's porn. There are many addictions people have struggled with. The people that have been addicted to eating, people that have been addicted to exercising or dieting. Maybe you were addicted to shopping or shoplifting for that matter, and other risky behaviors. What are you addicted to and how has it impacted you? Video gaming? Is it masturbation for you? Is it viewing pornography? To what extent are you addicted and what are you addicted to and how has it affected your life? There are people who have lost loved ones. There are people who have lost their marriages, their relationships, their jobs. The people who have been injured, the people who have almost lost their lives because of addiction. And maybe you are picking up the pieces now and starting over again after beating your addiction. Whatever it is, how were you affected and how are you healing from that? You can send me an email right now, and thank you to some of you that have already sent your emails on cm@702.co.za. Otherwise, give me a call right now on 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial. You can send your WhatsApp voice notes on 072-702-1702. I'd like to also hear from people who have been affected by the addiction of their loved ones. Maybe it was your spouse who was addicted. Maybe it was your partner, your child, your friend. Maybe it's a sibling of yours who was addicted. How did that affect you guys? How did it affect your relationship? How did it affect the dynamics? So this morning, we're healing from the effects of addiction. Come on, let's talk. Give us a call or send us a WhatsApp voice note. It's 11 minutes now after 10 o'clock.
702
Healing Hour.
14 minutes now after 10 o'clock. It's our Healing Hour feature, and we do this once every single month. And today we are talking about the effects of addiction. Why don't you give us a call on 011-883-0702. This is a safe space. This is a chat between us as a community, as a family. How have you been impacted by the effects of addiction? Maybe you are the one that is addicted now. Maybe you need some help. Maybe you were addicted at some point. How did it affect you? How have you been impacted by the effects of addiction? 011-883-0702. Maybe you were not the one addicted, but it was your loved one who was addicted. How were you affected as a result of their addiction? Let's start with your WhatsApps.
Good morning, Clement. Anonymous here. Yes, I lost the love of my life, a woman I've been with for 8 years because of sex addiction I had. I used to cheat. It didn't mean anything to me. I was just a sex addiction that I had, and I used to cheat on my girlfriend a lot, and she had no choice but to leave me. I'm still trying to kick this one off, but it's a little bit difficult, this addiction. But yes, man, if I could take it back, I would. I lost so much because of this addiction, and I've been struggling ever since I've lost her. And you know, and it's no one to blame but myself. So yes, good show. Thank you.
Mm, Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that, man. And I suppose I'm also glad that you've realized what the impact of that addiction was to you, because you've lost someone you really love. And that's the thing about addiction, right? It's not that when people are addicted, it's not that they're not appreciative of the people that are around them. They are. But they're at the mercy of this addiction so much so that it's very difficult for them to be rational and understand what the consequences are of losing that special thing that they have. And normally it's when people have completely stepped out of addiction that they realize the impact of that particular loss as a result of their addiction. So you realize now that, oh, now I've lost my family. Now I can't see my kids. You realize that, oh no, now I don't have a lover anymore because I was so addicted and all I cared about was to feed that addiction. How have you been impacted? What have you lost as a result of addiction?
Morning, morning, Mali Meja. It's time from Albert and I will not hide it. I need help. I'm addicted to pornography and masturbation. Since I'm not able to be in a relationship, I have turned to self-fulfillment and it's now taking a toll on me. That's why I don't even want to hide my name or identification. It's time from Alberton. Thanks, Mary Mage.
Thanks, man, for sending us the voice note. And I really thank you for your bravery to also come out and express what you are struggling with. And there are other people that are struggling with the same thing. There are many other people that are struggling with the same thing. And it's so difficult for them to even find help, because for you to find help, you need to be able to acknowledge what the problem is. You need to, and I think you've done that step of acknowledging what the problem is. And I think what we'll do is try maybe get you in touch with someone who would be able to assist. Because as you say, the reason it's called addiction is because it starts impacting your life. It starts not serving you. And in this case, if you are struggling to even be in relationships, that's going to be difficult. It's hard for you. Because you being addicted to self-pleasuring yourself is not going to fill all the gaps in your life. You still need relationships. It's 19 minutes after 10 o'clock.
702.
Healing Hour.
I've got an email here from someone who says, "Good day, Clement. This topic really touches me. I was addicted to gambling like Hollywood Aviator to the extent that I couldn't pay my rental. My salary was a victim of gambling. My family, my kids all ended up with no place to stay and they had no food to eat. This gambling is killing many families and many people, but I'm grateful because I got help and I stopped and I'm picking up the pieces now. Thanks and kind regards." That's an email I've just received from Max. Max, thank you so much for sending us this email. And I'm so glad to hear that you've managed to beat that gambling addiction. It's difficult when you're watching as a kid, your father being addicted to a point where they're unable to even pay the salaries to guarantee you a roof over your head. At some point, that affects your relationship with your kids. I mean, Max says the family, his own family, his kids ended up with no place to stay. They didn't have food because that's how crazy addiction is. And that's how addiction in all their different kinds are killing so many families out there. How have you been impacted by addiction? Another email here says, "Hey, that Clement, my brother, this is Boyki from Daveyton. I was an alcohol abuser for about 4 years. Between 2011 and 2016 due to depression. But I overcame it by starting to run because I wanted a new habit that I can dwell on daily. Since then, I don't have alcohol. I drink very responsibly and occasionally. I also managed to finish 2 comrades races, and I'm going for the 3rd one this year. Unfortunately, alcohol abuse is still around from friends that I was close to and also relatives. I wish they also find healthier habits to counter the problem. That's a message from Boyki and Davidson. Thank you so much, Boyki, for sending us this email. And I'm so glad to hear that you've been able to beat that alcohol addiction. And as you say, that was due to depression, but you've managed to overcome it by starting to run. And sometimes that's what we need, and that's what helps when you find a new habit to kick out the old habit. And yeah, alcohol abuse is still a thing. You know, I spent some time in the Eastern Cape this weekend. I was in what in Xhosa they call Ezilalini, the deep, deep, deep rural areas in the Eastern Cape. And one of the things I observed, and I spoke to my friend about, was how people drink from 6 in the morning. There were people that were already drunk. And there's no way, I refuse to believe that there's someone who craves and in that manner, when they are drunk by 6 a.m. in the morning or 7 a.m. in the morning, they are doing it because they are drinking, because they just enjoy alcohol. There's no way. When you are drinking to that level, you are trying to deal with something internally. It's at a level of an addiction. Because you're no longer drinking it to just enjoy, but you're drinking because you are trying to either suppress a feeling. You're trying to deal with some kind of pain. And it's just an observation that I made, that people wake up and all they do is they drink. By the time it's 9 a.m., 10 a.m., they're completely intoxicated. Because people are struggling out there. People are really struggling with addiction.
Good morning, Clement. I think we need to highlight the fact as well that with the internet and social media being so readily available, it's certainly fueled a lot of these addictions, like porn. It's made it easy to access porn, access free sex, access gambling, and this has just fueled a lot of these addictions. The internet itself can be an addiction. Social media is an addiction. And I think if we realize this and highlight this fact, we can do something about it as well, because it just fuels all of these.
There are people that are also addicted. I mean, you mentioned social media and how there's a link there to how people are also dealing with addiction. Social media in itself, and maybe you're listening to us now and you realize that you have been addicted to social media. There are people who have been so addicted that that's all they do. You wake up, that's the first thing you go to. Before you sleep, that's the last thing you do. Huh? In between work, while you're in a meeting, that's what you do. And at some point, that is going to affect you mentally. At some point, that is going to affect the relationships you have, because you don't care anymore to even concentrate and be in the moment when you are sitting with your mom, when you're sitting with your partner, when you're sitting with your friends, because all you're caring about is to go and see what other people are doing. It's to go and see what the funny videos are possibly out there. So people have lost relationships. People have lost friendships. People have lost themselves because of that addiction to social media. Have you been addicted to that? And how have you snapped out of it? Or how are you trying to get out of that addiction?
Hi, Clement. Thank you so much for this topic. I'm a young male. I'm turning 31 this year. I've got a young family. And you know, I've got my own addiction. I've got a sexual addiction where I've got a partner, but I always want to sleep with other people out of my relationship. And I've tried to get over it, and it's so difficult. I don't know why. And there's a guy who sent a voice note saying he lost a woman of 8 years that he loved through the same addiction. It's so difficult to get rid of this addiction. I don't know if it's because of how society has made it so much easier to get addicted to it, but I'm really trying to become a different person and be someone better for my partner. But I want to remain anonymous and say that when time comes and I really do need help, I really need to reach out and see what's the best way forward, because it's so difficult to get rid of this addiction. And financially, it's going to ruin you financially. It's going to ruin you financially.
Sure, yeah. And I think you can reach out now, brother. I think you can try and get assistance right now, because you don't want to do it when you've lost the love of your life, the person you are with. And really, even the messages I'm getting here, there are many people that are addicted to sex. And that is affecting their relationships, because they have found people they love. And it's not that they don't love their partners. It's not that they're not committed to their partners. They are. They love them. It's the love of their lives. But the addiction they have, and they keep feeding it, they feel the need to go and sleep with other people outside. Even when there's no attachment whatsoever. Somebody send a message saying, for me, with my sex addiction, I don't even want to attach. Sometimes I don't even want to talk to the people I have sex with. I just want to be able to do it. And it's done. And that's because you are feeding a beast. That's what needs to be fed. It doesn't make sense. You want to come, you do it, you are done. It's nice in the moment. You feel the greatest regret afterwards. Because that's not really what you want. That's not really what is good for you. But in that moment, the beast is fed. And I think, my brother, the sooner you are able to find some help, the better. Because we don't want to talk here when you have already lost someone you love so dearly.
Good morning, Clement and 702 listeners. I'm Xolani. I'm one of the people that is struggling with gambling. I think it's an addiction now. It's no longer something that I do for fun. It is an addiction now. And it has separated me from my family. Thank God my wife is back now, but my kids are still at home because of my foolishness, because of this addiction. But I'm trying to leave it. I'm trying to quit it at all costs.
Oh, and I wish you all the best, man, with quitting it. Do it for yourself, for your own peace. Do it for your children. Do it for your wife, who's now back, who's trying to give you a second chance. Yes, it's not easy, but you can do it. And I hope you'll be able to do it. It's our Healing Hour feature, and we are talking about the effects of addiction. I'll continue with more of your calls and your WhatsApps.
702 Healing Hour.
It's 25 minutes before 11 o'clock. It's our Healing Hour feature. This is a feature we do once every single month. This is where you and I have a conversation. We dedicate an hour to have a conversation amongst ourselves. No guests, just us talking as friends, as the 702 family. It's a safe space for us to share our pain, to share our stories of survival, our experiences as a family, as a community, with no judgment. And today we're healing from the effects of addiction. And I'm asking you, what are you addicted to? Or what were you addicted to, if you've managed to beat that addiction? How is your addiction affecting you, affecting your family, How is it impacting your life? Maybe you're addicted to substance abuse. Maybe it's gambling. Maybe it's porn. There's so many people calling about being addicted to sex. Maybe it's viewing pornography for you. What are you addicted to? And how has it affected you? You can give us a call on 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. Taboho, you're calling us from Pretoria. Good morning.
Hey, Clement, how's it, brother?
I'm all right, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm good as well. Thanks for asking. Hey, Clement, my brother. I actually had an addiction of weed. So this thing actually how it started, I started experiencing insomnia. So as I was speaking to my colleagues to say, hey, guys, I recently started having problems of sleeping. One colleague suggested to me to say, no, smoke weed. You'll be able to get your sleep. And guess what? I did smoke weed and I could sleep. But now when I wanted to actually sleep on my own, I couldn't anymore. So the only way to sleep was only through smoking weed. And not only that, it just made me to actually, especially some of the things that I would say to my wife, there were things that were out of character, man.
Like, so is this when you are high?
No. Like, even if I'm not high, especially if maybe there's something that we disagree about, or maybe she does something the way that I don't prefer, rather things that I would say, it's things that sometimes when I'm sitting down, I'd be asking myself, did I really say that? Like, they were really hurting things. They were really hurting things. And as I couldn't stop, like, this thing, it was my life now. Even when I'm not at work, I would just smoke it. And I think that thing, it would even hypnotize you to actually ignore some of the things that you should do, like serious things that were on your schedule to do, you wouldn't do. So life started to be something else, bruh. And I don't know, I was not really someone who's addicted or smoked weed for years. I think it was for 2 years or so. So what I did was, since I realized that though, my body is actually used to this thing, that I should sleep through smoking weed, I bought whiskey. Maybe for about a week or two, I'll take a glass or two before I sleep. Then I managed to actually stop smoking weed, and my body didn't depend on that anymore. But for all the period that I've been smoking weed, I'm telling you, life was just something else. I started by saying I'm trying to get a remedy to sleep, but I ended up becoming an animal to my own wife, saying things that just horrible, my brother. But that was just my story to say.
Yeah,
I fell into a trap of weed and I became an animal, brother.
Yeah, look, Taboha, I'm glad this is something you picked up before it's too late, before you lose your wife. And thank you for sharing it with us, because I think that's a good warning as well to people that may get into something like that because they're trying to deal with perhaps insomnia. But you do it, if you do it and you get to a point where you are addicted to it, that's the kind of impact that it will have on you. Debza in Pretoria, thanks for your call, brother. Jabulo, you are calling us from Johannesburg. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right, Njabulo. How are you doing?
I'm great. My addiction, unfortunately, I've been hiding it for years.
Yeah.
My addiction is that I'm into strip clubs. I go for prostitution every week, or must I say every day. I tried to run away from the strip clubs because my wife was suspecting something. Obviously, when you park the car in the strip clubs, my wife will check the tracker and will see that my husband is in the strip club. So I came up with a new idea, okay? Since my wife know about this, let me go for, I will download for these groups, hookups groups, where I will meet different women from private women. Let me say I will go and book the hotel wherever to meet the women. So I'm losing a lot of money. We always have a fight with my wife because remember, sometimes I receive the strange calls. These hookup women, some of them, they will tell you, no, I had a good time with you. Can you come back again?
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, they are calling me in the middle of the night. And I cannot switch off my phone because of, I'm into some other businesses. So it's affecting me a lot. But I don't know. I'm trying to quit. But after a day or two, I missed action. No, let me just go to my phone. Let me get one woman who will relieve my stress.
Mm.
And I feel like I need help. You know, I don't enjoy those women. I only blame myself when I'm at home. Like, what if my wife saw me? What if someone saw me in that hotel or in that guest house?
Yeah.
So I really need help. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Look, Jabula, first of all, thank you for calling, and I really applaud you for your bravery to recognize that this is a problem for you, for your family, for your wife, and for recognizing that if it is not solved, it is going to affect your marriage. So, and I think that's brave of you to do that. So thank you, and give yourself some credit for that, for realizing that I need to change. What I wanted to know from you, though, is what do you think it is that you're looking for? Do you enjoy the sex with the people you hook up with, or is it you like it because it's a lot more fun, or is it something you just enjoy in the moment and then you regret later after?
It's the moment that I enjoy it, then I regret it later. Remember, whatever when you meet up, they hook up, it goes with the cost.
No, they charge you for it.
Yes, they charge you for it. Remember, I'm staying with my wife. I cannot go to their apartments. I have to pay for an accommodation.
Yes,
I have to pay them. It is the prostitution. We are about 15 to 20 groups.
Sure.
In the WhatsApp group.
Mm.
So I choose, okay, this lady, she's 20, she's 35.
Mm.
She look good. Okay, where are you? Are you available? Yes, I'm available. Okay, let me send you this particular transport. They will come and pick you up. We'll meet where?
Yeah.
How much to charge? How much are your rates?
Mm.
And all that, they'll tell me. Then I have to pay that money.
Yeah.
And as I'm saying, it affects me financially as well.
Yeah. And do you use protection with those women?
No, I do. Okay. Protection is compulsory.
Okay, Jabula, thanks, man, for calling us. I'm going to put you back to the producers. Is there anybody who's listening to us now who is able to help and specializes in helping people that are addicted to sex? Can you please get in touch with us? I know that we have a psychologist that often helps us with some people who need some assistance. But if you're listening to us and that's what you specialize in, or maybe you run an organization that helps men or women that are struggling with sex addiction, can you please get in touch with us? I'm really getting a lot of messages from people who say, I love my wife, I love my partner, my girlfriend, but there's something in me that just wants me to go out and have sexual intercourse with somebody else outside that I don't love, that I have no feelings necessarily, that I don't love in a manner that I want to even have a conversation with them. But all I want to do is just sexual intercourse. I would appreciate you to get in touch with us.
Hey Clement, it's Petros here, man. I'm not sure whether this is kind of an addiction, but I'm the kind of a person who needs sort of like sex every day, you know. Yeah, it's very difficult for me to sleep if I don't get it. I don't know whether it's an addiction. I need to get at least one session, at least. Yeah.
Hi, good morning, Clement. Jerry here in Bergersfort. Yeah, I beat the addiction of smoking and drinking. How I did it, I just decided here and there that it's enough, because I came to realize that everything happens with your permission. I decided here and there, I've had enough. I don't know why I'm smoking. I'm getting nothing out of that. I don't know why I'm drinking because I'm getting nothing out of that. I just wanted to get rid of these things. I quit smoking of 18 years. I quit drinking of more than 20 years. So yeah, here I'm still standing today. I think the main thing here is willpower. If you really want to do it, nothing will stop you. Thank you.
Yeah. So the producers have also managed to find a psychologist who will debrief us at the end of this conversation. So please keep listening in for some tips on what you can do to try and overcome and beat your addiction. After the break, more of your calls and WhatsApps. It's 13 minutes before 11.
7:02 Healing Hour.
It's going up to 10 minutes before 11 o'clock. George, you're calling us from Northcliffe. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is George. I am a 12-year recovered sex addict. I've been involved for the last 12 years in a 12-step program, very similar to an AA and NA program, but it is run specifically for sex addicts. And it is available to whoever needs help. There isn't a fee attached to it. It's a fellowship organization, and it works exceptionally well. There is a website that if anyone's battling, they can contact saa-recovery.org.
Okay, please repeat that for me, George. SAA?
SAA-recovery.org.
Okay, SAA-recovery.org.
.org, yeah.
Okay.
And the guys can get the details from there. We're very active in Gauteng region and the Cape region, and there's one or two areas. But because some of our meetings are hybrid, guys in other parts of the world, we've even got guys that are attending our meetings from India via Zoom. It doesn't matter where you are. We have live meetings, and some meetings are hybrid. We've got people, as I said, from India. Guys from Meisner, guys from Durban, attending our meeting in Johannesburg.
Yeah, George, I appreciate you, man, for calling us. And I'm so glad to hear about what you guys are doing there, and especially as someone who has recovered himself. I think when people who are currently going through addiction also want to hear from those that have been through the same journey, because you can relate and they can relate to you. So thank you so much for calling us, George. I appreciate it. SAA-recovery.org. That's the organization you can check out. Please just check it out. Just check it out, and you can decide later on whether you want to attend. Just do at least one meeting. There's no fee that is attached to it, as George says. They are around in Cape Town, in Gauteng as well, but you can also attend some of these meetings virtually. SAA-recovery.org. There's a message that's come through here. So someone says, "Hi, Clement. This morning I want to heal from a habit that will potentially turn into an addiction if action is not taken sooner. Alcohol is slowly becoming my comfort so that I can cope with the financial stress and work stress that I'm going through. I'm a working mother who is financially overwhelmed as my fiancé is not making enough money, and I'm the one who is responsible to take care of most of the bills in the house, and I'm also overworked at work. When I drink, I stress less and can also do the house chores better. But when it wears off, I feel so empty." Oh, that's a message from Anonymous in Modimolle. Anonymous, I'll get the psychologist to help us with what you guys can do if this is what you are struggling with.
You know, Clement, I was embarrassed to send a voice note with my addiction, because all along I'm thinking I'm the only one. Like, I'll be at work, and then I'll be very hard wanting sex, and then everywhere where I go, whether I'm out with friends, then all of a sudden I'll be hard wanting to get some. Even when I sleep, I sometimes even wake up at night unable to sleep because I would be so hard wanting to have it, and then only to find that the person that I'm dating has very low sex drive, and then that's what makes me go outside a lot to go and get some, because I don't get enough on the inside. And I think the problem is not that she has a low sex drive, the problem is me with needing more and more all the time.
702 Healing Hour. Please, saa-recovery.org. I've just checked out the organization. Just make an appointment, just attend one class and take it from there. Dr. Tumi Mashiro is a clinical and sports psychologist joining us on the line. Dr. Mashiro, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Good morning to your listeners.
There are a lot of people that are struggling out there. And there are people that are struggling silently because they're even scared to confess, because we also live in a society that is so judgmental. And I'm picking up a lot of people are really struggling with sex addiction. What can you advise them to do? How do they try to start with the first steps of beating this addiction?
You know, with any addiction, and you heard from everyone calling in, you get into this autopilot mode. And, you know, that's the human condition. You know, we get easily into habits, even though we do not want the habit. We get used to, we get into habitual mode very quickly, even if something is not good for us. Addiction is, you know, physiological as well. Meaning that there is some secondary gain. So it's not just a psychological thing. There's also physiological pleasure, neurotransmitters that are being released. That's hence, you know, you almost, you know, you're in the moment, but post that, you know, you almost want, you regret, some of them regret what it is that has happened. So I think when addressing the issues, we need to actually get to the root cause. Unfortunately, there's so much taboo around sex, around, you know, especially sex, but around drugs and alcohol and all these things that people get addicted to, that we don't actually talk about these things freely. For example, a couple getting married, I'm of view that they should discuss, you know, such things as, you know, their sexual needs, and be honest and open about it, so that they can actually preempt potential problems before getting into a marriage. And it's not to, you know, say that we should be matching or anything like that, but I think it's just about open communication about things that are often taboo, because that's usually where addiction comes in, where, you know, we get people addicted to things that are not commonly talked about in society. But that being said, I think the self-awareness, you know, with any addiction, one needs to admit that they have a problem, which is not always easy. Yeah. And you're an addict for life. I think the previous caller who was talking about the organization was talking about, you know, his a quote demon, which is, I think he spoke about sex addiction. Mm. So every day when you wake up, even when you've decided you want to get rid of the habit, you need to intentionally choose to fight this demon that you have admitted that you have, but also understand that there might be relapse, and relapse is usually caused by stress and other triggers. So that journey to be aware of your triggers, you know, that might cause you to relapse, is also very important for people who are struggling with addiction. And it's not always easy, and people need to understand that some people are predisposed to addiction more than others. So me and you can start something, but, you know, one of us might be addicted, and it's just the predisposition from genetics, environment, and personality, etc. So it's really just about, you know, journeying and finding out what is it about you that you find yourself in the situation. And unfortunately, you know, with psychology, there's always so much stigma. Yeah. But that is where the self-awareness journey needs to happen, where we find ourselves clinical psychologists to look at the root cause, that because the addiction is the outward behavior, but what is the underlying root cause? And as people, we're going around you know, we're carrying things. Sometimes we're not even aware of we're carrying because we cannot be our own healers. So therefore, it's important to get a mirror to help you process whatever it is that's triggering the addictive behavior.
Yeah, Dr. Tumima Shoro, thank you very much. She's a clinical and sports psychologist. I hope you're going to be so kind to yourself, right? When you are acknowledging that there's a problem, I think you need to give yourself that much credit and give yourself some grace. And yes, you may relapse. That's the likelihood. But that's okay. As long as you pick up the pieces and you try again. It's a minute before 11.